Places Names, 1981.
Specifications for this part of the journey. A middle-aged couple in a diesel VW, starting east from Portland, Oregon, at 6 in the morning on the 7th of June, 1981, in the rain.
1. To the Little Bighorn.
In the gorge of the Columbia, great gray shapes of mountain coming down to the road, rain coming down, green forest and the rain coming down, and the river coming down. Union Pacific going west under the lava cliffs. Wasco County, Washington State, now on a long dry slant down to the river, and this side opening out, getting lighter, getting drier. The rain a little sparser. Suddenly the grass is yellow. We can handle it. The dalles. Power lines on the high bare hills. Blank wood walls. The dams open. Columbia roars out. White breakers in reverse. A mist of water. Washington lies in dim, dun-gold levels in the rain. It's sagebrush now and rabbit grass. The lava breaking through in buttresses, pinnacles, organ pipes, paws of iron-dark, enormous lions. Washington is Sphinx's feet. Sherman County, under Rim Rock by the big gray flood. Breakfast at Biggs Junction at the Riviera Cafe by the New View Motel. Greyhound and Trailways calling their passengers from the bacon-haunted restrooms. Morrow County, cross the John Day River wide and flat, and the castles vanish. Flat. Sagebrush at its intervals. Power poles at their intervals. Raindrops at their intervals. Somewhere behind this, coyote is hiding. Umatilla County. Fred's Melons. High water. Gray sage, gray black-stemmed willows in the reedy sloughs. Umatilla. Nightcrawlers at the Western Auto. A gloomy wooden cowboy, 20 feet tall, at the Key Buy store. Gulls in the rain over irrigation arcs in the desert of Irrigan, Oregon. Entering Washington. Across the rainy river, foaming from McNary Dam. Pale colors, pale browns of plowland, fading off and off and off. Palouse. Treeless. No trees. Pasco. Lines of morbid poplars blue in a vast swale. Snake meets Columbia. And we cross Columbia for the last time this time. And the ash begins. Road cuttings whitish. Top of every rock at the roadside white. The road shoulder grayish white. The dry snow of the 18th of May, 1980, 13 months ago. As we turn from Washington 397 onto US 90, I remember the radio that morning. Highway 90 is closed on account of darkness. Now the darkness lies white on the roadsides. Spokane. After the handsome city on its river, the mountains start to rise to the right hand, westernmost Rockies, forested, beclouded. And Idaho welcomes you. A wet white horse runs in the rain over Lake Coeur d'Alene on steep cloudy pastures. Coeur d'Alene National Forest. Pine, fir, spruce. Pine, fir, spruce. 4th of July summit. 3,081 feet. Yuppie! Over the top. And we level down into parklands. Lower. To a marsh. Lonesome. Hills and clouds on every side. and a great gray heron flops slowly south over the lonesome marshes of the River Coeur d'Alene. Shoshone County, Shoshone, Shoshone, Shoshone. They didn't leave things, only names, only words. They owned very little other than breath, a feather, a whisper. Shoshone. Smelterville. A scruff of sheds and shacks and fences under the steep hills. High, thin smokestacks of the mill, black, and the black tip. Kellogg. Kellogg Memorial Park. No bottles in park, but a hell of a lot of litter. Vang's Shoe Repair, on the despairing wall of which is written, Wallace Sucks. The Shoshone Humane Society is a 10-by-12-foot building all alone on the riverbank between the railroad and the highway and the Rocky Mountains. Heaven and earth are not humane. Osborne, Three Mines, Silverton, and welcome to historic Wallace, silver capital of the world. Somewhere in historic Wallace on a wall is written, Kellogg sucks. But the weary traveler, benighted in the mountains, finds a broasted chicken Sunday dinner with slaw, biscuits and honey, mashed potatoes, rainbow sherbet, beer and coffee at Anderson's Hotel in the old high dining room. And all night in the motel, in the silence of the mountains, the rain gutters drummed on barrels in the alley, Rocky Mountain music. The next day. 6 a.m., leave Wallace, in its high, gray, sodden, solemn, fir-dark, cloud-encumbered hills. I-90 follows fast Gyro Creek past mines, Golconda District, Compressor District, Gold Creek, tailings at Mullen Lookout Pass, 4,680 feet. Hello, Montana! Hello, Rocky Mountain Time! Hello, Lolo. We're doing 55, and so's the St. Regis River in the opposite direction. Jade green on granite. Food, phone, gas, lodging, no services. Breakfast in Superior at the Big Sky Cafe. Eggs up and square hash browns. Alberton across the wide Clark Fork. Way down at night in Alberton, you must hear the river rivering and see the car lights way up on the highway passing. Missoula County, Granite County, Bearmouth, Chalet, Bearmouth. The rocks are pink, tawny, tawny red, orange, violet, blonde, gold, brown, purple, layered, lined, folded, striped like Roman stripe. Drummond. Under the snowy mountains, cottonwoods, church tower, wooden walls. What do you do in Drummond? What you do in Drummond is climb up the tall bare hill above I-90 and paint your high school class year on the granite cliffs near the big white D for Drummond. If you can find any room left, the high school class years there go back to 34 BC. Country Village Store, 24 miles. Gas, soup, moccasins. That's what it said. Gas, soup, moccasins. Phosphate. No services. Where do you pee in Montana? Silver Bow County. Anaconda. The huge, dark, rusty stack and flume under mountain shoulders. Rain coming fast from the west. Our rain, we're bringing it along. Traveling with our cloudy retinue from Oregon. Crackerville. High sagebrush range. Red cap rock. Pointed cedars scattered wide. Come to the IT Club in Rocker Mont. Downtown Helena is fun. No services. And after Butte, under its terrific, raped, rich, disemboweled mountain, we go up. Deer Lodge Forest. Sandstone pinnacles. I swear, there are blanketed people, standing silent among the cedars as the road goes winding fast, and up to the place where the rivers part. Continental Divide. Home Stake Pass, 6,393 feet. Sea bottom sandstone, ice split, foliated, leaved by the fingers of the cold, dun and silver gray, red and buff. Big round worn shapes. Sea bottom, here at the top of the continent, at the place my heart divides. Farewell, O rivers running to my sea. Jefferson County. Down we go, and it begins to level down, rolling in hills and sweeps and valleys and ranges and vast, lovely reaches of land. Sagebrush and high grass, cedar and cottonwood. The colors of cattle, the colors of horses. Whitehall. Stop, stop, stop. We got to stop. It's 100 miles since breakfast. In Whitehall, at the gas station, they won't let you use the John unless you buy gas, and they don't have diesel. Oh, God. But there's a semi-defunct self-serve station, and they don't give a damn. They're in there, busy, arguing toothlessly in low, sullen voices, and the door of the John is propped open, so it won't lock. So the builders working right outside can use it if they need to. And also they can see right in, and you can't shut the door, but who cares? And inside that door, another traveler has written in large letters, "Thank God for this toilet." Amen, amen, amen. Three Forks. The Jefferson, Madison, Gallatin Rivers. The rivers with galloping names. Horses. Horses of Montana. Clumped together in the great spaces of their life. Have pony faces. Clever faces, fat bellies. Are Indian colors. Colors of Rockies rocks. Buckskin, gray, roan, Appaloosa, sorrel, paint. Sweetgrass County. The Yellowstone goes shining off among cottonwoods and meadows towards lovely lines of rainy hills. Big Timber. Prize Charles M. Russell Motel. I walked in the evening in Big Timber. A lot of trucks, spits of rain, far off cobalt mountains streaked with white, sweet grass of Sweetgrass County, quaking aspen, whispering inside yards of little wooden houses, mountain ash in bloom in June, birds whistling and whispering columbine, faint tawny pink and gold, color of the rocks, the Rockies' own wild flower. I picked up a pink rock, granite, my piece of the action. The third day on the road. Under a bright and cloudy sky, we go by Gray Cliff, Stillwater, Springtime, Yellowstone, Absaroka. That was what they called themselves, the ones we called the Crows. Here by the Yellowstone, lightly poised, stood tall cities. The city, a circle. Each house, a circle. 28 lodge poles. The door open to the east. The circle open. Gone now. Empty. White ranges in white clouds above the river's green and empty valley. Absaroka. A broom of light, amazing, sweeps through bluish mists over cliffs, in a huge perspective beyond the Pewter River, the cottonwoods, the pastures of the ghosts of the buffalo. Bighorn County, Bighorn River, Little Bighorn River, and Battlefield. The Battlefield. A middle-aged Crow Indian at the agency sent us to the detour, patient and polite. The Crow were on Custer's side. A lot of good it did them. The stuff at the building at the hilltop is all Custer, that vain and petty man, and uniforms and battle diagrams. One single postcard with the faces of the war chiefs of the Sioux and the Cheyenne. Heavy, handsome, fierce, sad faces of old men. But of Crazy Horse? Not even a postcard. He had no pictures taken. He didn't leave much behind. A name, a breath, a feather on the wind. We walked down that long hill. Down from the building, a small, invisible voice led us. A voice in the grass of the battlefield beside the path. Always just a couple of steps ahead. Chirk, chirruk. Leading us on, invisible. A bird, a voice, a sweet, indifferent guide. All around the battlefield, which stank of rotting bodies for weeks so that no sane man would go within a mile, all around the battlefield between hilltop and river, larks trill and chirk in the long sweet grass and the sage, the holy sage that purifies. Crickets. Cloud shadows. Marble gravestones for the white men. Officers have their names carved in the marble. Enlisted men do not. As for the others, they aren't there. The ones who won the battle and lost the war. No stones to weigh their feather spirits down. Wild roses, prickly pear. A lily like the Mariposa. Bluebells. Tall milkweed stars, and all the grass in bloom, long-spiked or soft or ruffled green, and here and there a small, pale scarlet Indian paintbrush dipped in blood. 2. Indiana and points east. We're doing 55 on Indiana 65. Jasper County. Flooded fields. Iroquois River spread way out, wide and brown as a Hershey bar. Distances in this glacier-flattened, planed-down, ground-level ground aren't blue, but whitish. And the sky is whitish-blue. It's in the 80s at 9:30 in the morning. The air is soft and humid, and the wind darkens the flooded fields between rows of oaks. Watch your speed. We are. Severely clean white farmhouses inside square white fences painted by Tom Sawyer yesterday produce a smell of dung, a rich and heavy smell of dung on the southwest wind. Can shit be heady? La merde majesteuse. This is the old Northwest. Not very old, not very north, not very west. And in Indiana? There are no Indians. Wabash River. Right up to the road. And the oaks are standing 10 feet out in the brown, shadow-mottled flood. But the man at the diesel station just says, you should have seen her yesterday. The essence is motion being in motion, moving on, not resting at a point. And so by catching at points and letting them go again, without recurrence or rhyme or rhythm, I attempt to suggest or imitate that essence, the essence of which is that you cannot catch it. Of course, there are continuities, the other aspect of the essence of moving on. The county courthouses, kids on bikes, white frame houses with high sashed windows, dipping telephone wires, telephone poles, the names of the dispossessed, the red-winged blackbird singing to you from fence post to fence post, Dave and Shelley singing "You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma" on the radio, the yellow weedy clover by the road, the flowering grasses, and the crow, not the Indian, the bird. You see one crow, you've seen them all. Cronk, cronk. Chew male pouch tobacco. Treat yourself to the best. On an old plank barn, the letters half worn off. And that's a continuity, not only in space, but time. My California in the 30s. And I, at 6 years old, would read the sign and imagine a Pony Express rider at full gallop eating a candy cigarette. Lafayette, Greencastle. And the road sign points left to Indianapolis, right to Brazil. Now there's some choice. Another day. Ohio, South Ohio, Claremont County. Cloud puffs repeat round-top tree shapes. Under the grass you see the limestone layers, as if you drove on the ramparts of a fallen castle the size of Claremont County. Ohio 50, following Stone Lick Creek. Daylilies day-glow orange in dark roadside woods. Brick farmhouses painted white, small, solid, far between. Owensville founded 1839. Monterey, Milford, Marathon, little towns, beads on a string. Brown County, Veracruz, a Spaniard in the works. Fayetteville, founded 1818 by Cornelian McGroarty on the Little Miami River. Nightcrawlers, 65 cents a dozen. There's a continuity, though the prices change. Nightcrawlers, crawling clear across the continent. Highland County, Dodsonville. Allenburg, the road dips up and down in great swells like the sea. Hoagland. The Mad River, about 1.5 foot wide. Hillsborough, home of Eliza Jane Thompson, early temperance crusader. Clear Creek, Boston, Rainsboro. Ross County, Bainbridge, Paint Creek, Seep. But Seep is older than Eliza Jane, and older than Ohio. Seep is a village 20 centuries old. Posts mark the post holes of the houses within the encircling wall. All walls are air now. You rebuild them in your mind. Beyond the little houses stands the long, steep-sided mound, silent in the sunlight, except for the bumblebee of a power mower circling it, performing the clockwise spiral rites of the god technology, the god that cuts the grass, the long, sweet grass on the enormous ancient altar. A church, half the age of Stonehenge, and twice the age of Chartres, a country church. Onward past Bourneville, Slate Mill, North Fork Farm, to Chillicothe, at Chillicothe, the Hopewell burial mounds. The people whom the white invaders dispossessed had been living here for several hundred years. They called the ones who built these mounds the Old Ones. Walk in the silence of the vast sacred enclosure, among the green mounds built above the bones and ashes of the illustrious dead. Laid between levels of mica, sheets of mica, transparent and glittering as eyes, as souls. The pipes are stolen. The sacred pipes are broken. The beautiful carvings of bobcat, prairie hen, raven, turtle, owl. The sheets of pure thin copper, cut in the shape of the bear, of the falcon, the soul falcon, of the falcon's foot, and the human hand. So, back to the new world, the thin, sick skin we laid on this land, the white skin. And onward past Londonderry, Salt Creek, Ratcliffeburg, Allensville, Zaleski Free Will Baptist Church, lump coal for sale. And you can see the streaks of coal in the shaly yellow soil. Prattsville. Dinger's Motel in Prattsville. Athens County. Graysville. Coolville. Hey man, I come from Coolville. And cross the brown Ohio into West Virginia. And another day. Now here are Allegheny names as we went in the early morning, with the red sun rising over the misty heads and chill, fog-filled hollers of the hills. Bucky Run, Ellenboro, Penboro, Burnell's Run, Spring Run. The sun is robed in a glory of mist, enrayed by tree branch shadows, shooting like arrows down. Snowbird Road, Smithburg, England's Run, Morgan's Run, Buckeye Run, Dark Hollow, Fort New Salem, Dog Run, Cherry Camp, Raccoon Run, Salem Fork, Flinderation. After breakfast at Lum's, the entire Lum's family thanks you, comes the Child Evangelism Camp and Harmony Grove and Pruny Town, 1798, founded by John Pruny. And we come over Laurel Mountain and from the top see all the misty ridges. And coming down, we're into the eastern seaboard smog, that yellow bile that you see from airplanes, the yellow breath of our God. Nightcrawlers, 75 cents a dozen, beside the Cheat River, a misty mirror for the hills. Into Maryland at Backbone Mountain, and then right back into West Virginia, a state all backbone, loyal to the Union. Mineral County, Mount Storm. The Knobbly Farm, 1766, on Knobbly Hills. Ridgeville Village on the Hogback Ridge. Hampshire County, 1754. We keep going back. The Stone House. Little Kakapin River. Paw Paw on Short Mountain. Where you been, honey? I been to Paw Paw, Ma. Welcome to Virginia. Jesus is coming, ready or not. And it's left 1 mile to Mecca, and right 1 mile to Gore. We'd better go straight on. So we went on to Georgia. Specifications for this part of the journey. Diesel VW, middle-aged couple, daughter of 21, Englishwoman of 21, trying hard not to melt. a lot of luggage, and a huge palmetto fan.
3.
The deep and shallow souths. The names that run along the road that runs along the coast in western Florida. Seabreeze, dolphin, pine tree, palm, sun and sand, steak and seafood, the sand flea, luxury townhouses, seafood, luxury high-rise condominiums, the hottest place under the sun, the outrigger, seafood, vacation forever on the Gulf, solar cane stops sunburn pain, seafood, Riviera cottages, marina towers, Sandpiper Cove, shrimp, swimwear, t-shirts, seafood, shrimp. And dead trees and water lilies in the swamps among the pines, and the great melting clouds of faint cobalt blue ride easy inland off the azure gulf and its 83 degrees at 9 a.m. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, are you ready? It got too hot to write, so here's another day. It's 96 degrees at 2 p.m. as we leave the soggy bogs of Louisiana for Mississippi green, as green as grass, as green as emerald. The Indian mound at Emerald, a holy hill, handmade, where temples stood. A country cousin of the Great Pyramid in Mexico. Like a huge bed with a green bedspread. Emerald green. In the infinite chanting of cicadas. In the cicadas are the souls of ancient priests. And now along the Natchez Trace, that dark and bloody trail, in the sweet, cool shade. From Natchez that looks down along the River of Rivers to Vicksburg, where it's 91 degrees at 7 p.m. And another day. And at 7 in the morning, it's 83 degrees, and the soft, wet air is bluish over the big bend of the big river. Near Onward, Mississippi, the morning air is moist and easy. Flat fields of the Delta, soy and cotton, run clean, and even green between bluish walls of trees. A tractor goes slow down the rows. 8 black people in white shirts away off down the rows, hoeing cotton. Rolling Fork. Nittayuma. Estel, Darlove. It's too damn hot to say hard names. They're soft as cotton balls. It's 94 at noon as we come into Arkansas, across the mighty, muddy, mile-wide Mississippi. And Arkansas is yellowish-brown under the even green. Nobody moves in all of Arkansas, except 8 people in hats and kerchiefs going very slowly west in a beat-up pickup truck, and 1 old white man in a hat going very slowly south in his front yard on a tractor. Nobody else. Nobody else in all of Arkansas. Another day. We started west from Russellville at 5 in the hot, moist dark just before daybreak. Rosy-fingered dawn above the Ozarks. Beside the road in the twilight of morning, a little yellow dog looked up at us. But no dog ever looked at human eyes across so wide a gap. A little god in Arkansas. Oh, coyote. You made my country. At Indian Nations Turnpike, we have left the south. There's a dry wind blowing over the scrub oaks on the long, low ridges, and things aren't even green and humid blue, but other colors, dry, distinct. Okfuskee County, Wulitka, Wetumpka, Okima, Shawnee, Wovoka, North Canadian River, Seminole, Potawatomi, Kickapoo, Tecumseh, Choctaw, Anadarko, Caddo. These are the names, the true names, names of the world Coyote made. At the Cherokee trading post, there's lamps and cactus jelly for sale, totem poles, Cherokee totem poles, and perfumes of the desert. Oh, Coyote, you always got things all wrong, and then ran off with your tail between your legs, laughing. There, all the little black elegance of foot and ear and jackrabbit brain is gone to a bit of bloated, bloody, ragged mud by the tire side. A million times a night on our 10,000 roads. The trouble with us is, you know what the trouble with us is? We waste food. Oh, Coyote, get it right next time. North Fork of the Red River from this valley they say you are going, do not hasten to bid me adieu. And there's sagebrush, Yahoo sagebrush. And we enter Texas at the Wheeler County line. Another day, and here's a sunrise for you. In the panhandle, dawn among the thunderstorms. A gentle rain and lightning in the dark, packing the car to leave Shamrock, Texas, and the sky above I-40 mottled with black clouds and lighter patches of sky holding one faint wet star. Thunder, thunder near and far. From the dark, dark rain falls and lightning flares in huge bright blurs northward to the right. And the earth is without form and void. Slowly, light. Slowly. Light slowly enlightens the soft, fertile, dark world cave. Defines. Separates earth from heaven. A four-legged god with yellow eyes is making the world over. And the roadside signs creep into being out of unbeing, selling beds and goods and foods and Texas souvenirs. At 9 a.m., the road falls off the edge of things into the desert. Sagebrush ahead and mesas, far as the eye can see, under the sky of turquoise and white shell. New Mexico. Names of New Mexico? Tucumcari. Santa Rosa. A heavy red river, the Gallina, like a red snake, crawls past Santa Rosa through rock-strewn, brush-dotted red-green hills. Colonias. Pecos River. Red. Braiding red mud. San Miguel. A sweet, dry air. Dark green juniper. Dark red dirt, dark blue sky, bright white clouds. Flowers? White stars, gold pads, purple spikes and yucca. Tecolote turnoff? These names are far between, miles apart. Bernal. Behind the dark purple northern mesa, is a great source of clouds. From it, clouds rise and float and feather out and fade in silver shell ripples above the deserts. Glorieta? Mesa Glorieta? Villanueva? San Juan? San Jose? And on to Santa Fe. Another day. Oh, one more sunrise. This is the next to last. Leaving Cortez, Colorado. To the right, a distant mesa is on fire. Behind the San Miguels and Mesa Verde, a citron sky streaked orange-pink. The lights of Cortez fade under the mountains, under gray-haired rain clouds, and to the left, a full moon rides faint in veils of rose and blue over the long mountain called the Sleeping Ute. The mesa on fire blazes up, and then a huge soft rain cloud sits down on the sunrise and puts it out. After a long time from the gray, one shaft of pure light rises. White. Too white for the eye to bear. And Coyote wins again. And welcome to Dove Creek, Colorado. Pinto bean capital of the world. 4. Far west, going west. Welcome to Utah, early in the morning. The sunflowers are confused, haven't got turned sunwards yet, face every which way. Juniper, a good strong cat's spray smell of juniper in the high, dry air. Sagebrush. Chamiso, the little yellow-flowered clover that's been along our way from Oregon to Georgia and back. And crows. Suddenly we descend from mountains into desert, where there are monsters. A pot-bellied Mexican water jug, 200 feet high, turns into a sphinx as you pass it. A throne of red rock with no seat. 100 feet high. Red lumps and knobs and kneecaps and one-eyed skulls the size of a house. The sunflowers now are all staring east like Parsis, except a couple in the shadow of the road cut, which haven't got the news or received orders yet. There aren't a whole lot of names in Utah. But here's one. Hole in the rock. Big white letters on a big red bluff with a hole in it, yes sir. And also paintings of Christ and taxidermy. Alone and conceivably insurgent, but probably uninformed sunflower, stands in the shadow of a cliff facing southwest at 7:41 a.m. Well, the last time I saw the sun, it was over there. And how do I know where the damn things got to? Arches National Monument, near Moab. Red stone arches. Red stone lingams, copulating alligators, camels, triceratops, keyholes, elephants, pillows, towers, leaves, fins of the Ouroboros. Lizards' heads. A woman of red stone and a man of red stone, very tall, stand facing the falcon-faced god of the red stone. Many tall, strange stone people standing on the red sand under the red cliffs. And the sand dunes have turned to stone. And the Jurassic sea that lapped on these red beaches dried and dried and dried away, and shrank to the Mormon's bitter lake. The sky is as blue as fire. Northward, stone dunes in white terraces and stairways pile up to the violet-red turrets and buttresses of a most terrible city inhabited by the wind. A purple fortress stands before the gates, and in front of it, four tall, shapeless kings of stone stand guard. Next morning. Heading out of Green and Gentle Delta to the Nevada line early to get across the desert in the cool. Jackrabbits flit on the moonlit salt pans to the left of the Mountains of Dawn. Jackrabbits dance in the moonlit sagebrush to the left of the Mountains of Dawn. Four pronghorn drift from the road into the sage in the twilight of morning to the left of the Mountains of Dawn. Nevada. There are no names here. The rose-pink, shadowless Mountains of Dawn now are daylit, deep-shadowed, and the moon has lost her dominion. In this long first sunlight, the desert is grayish gold. By the road, as straight as an imaginary canal on Mars, are flowers. Michaelmas daisies, Matilligia poppies, white as the moon up there. Milkweed, blue chicory. The green, lush south was flowerless. There are five fence posts in the middle of a vast sagebrush flat, of which the middle is everywhere, and the circumference nowhere. Five crows, one crow per post, soak up the morning sun. Only crows been with us all the way, north, middle, south, and west. Even the red-winged blackbird gave out in Nevada. But crows here. Crow of the six directions. Jackrabbits go lolloping off like wallabies with magnificent black-tipped ears. Gab's Looning. There's a name for you. At Gab's Looning, there's a shalite mine. I don't believe anything in Nevada. This is pure coyote country. A vast lake that holds no water is full to the brim of glittering light. Far out towards the center of the lake lie the bones of a wrecked ship that struck on the reef of the Mirage and sank through heat waves down and down to lie now bleaching fathoms deep in blinding light. All souls aboard her drowned in air. Probably a potash mine. Who knows? We drive on west.